Identifying unidentified human remains is one of the hardest things investigators can do, often because the evidence is incomplete, damaged, or degraded over time by decomposition, fire, weather, animals, or burial.
That's right, and sometimes investigators may have only fragments, a partial skull, a tooth, or just a few bones, which makes it very difficult to determine who the person was or how they died.
Traditional forensic anthropology leans on measurements, visual comparison, medical and dental records, DNA testing, and the experience of expert analysts. But the process can be slow, technically complex, and emotionally difficult.
The main point here is that artificial intelligence is becoming a useful support tool in forensic anthropology, not a replacement for human experts.
AI can help organize evidence, recognize patterns, and prioritize leads by analyzing large amounts of data much faster than manual review.
That's especially valuable when remains are fragmented, or when investigators need to compare skeletal findings against a large number of missing person records.
In practice, AI can assist with several different forensic tasks.
For example, computer vision systems can examine radiographs, photographs, and 3D scans of bones, identify anatomical landmarks, measure proportions, and detect damage or unusual features.
For fragmented remains, AI may also help determine whether separate pieces likely belonged to the same individual.
3D scanning is particularly important because it allows fragile evidence to be digitally measured, rotated, and compared without repeated physical handling.
Machine learning models can also help estimate biological profiles, including age at death, biological sex, stature, ancestry-related skeletal traits, injuries, disease, and medical treatment.
Those estimates can then be compared with missing person databases, hospital records, dental files, and information provided by families.
But it's important to remember that AI estimates should be treated as ranges, not definitive answers.
Exactly, because human variation is significant, and models may be less accurate if they were trained on datasets that do not represent all populations.
Facial approximation is another area where AI can help.
When a skull is recovered but a direct identification is not possible, AI can analyze skull structure, estimate soft tissue depth, and generate a digitally reconstructed face.
That said, this is not a photograph of the deceased. It's an informed approximation.
Its main value is investigative. A member of the public may recognize the general appearance and provide information that leads to a formal identification.
One of the most promising uses of AI is large-scale matching.
Investigators may have hundreds or even thousands of missing person records, each containing different kinds of information.
AI can compare skeletal findings with records involving age, height, dental work, previous injuries, medical implants, and geographic location.
Instead of searching for one exact feature, a system can rank possible matches based on multiple signals.
Investigators can then focus on the strongest candidates and confirm or reject them through established methods, such as DNA testing, dental examination, or other forensic analysis.
Human expertise remains essential throughout that process.
AI-generated results are not final identifications.
Forensic anthropologists must evaluate evidence quality, understand algorithmic limitations, and decide whether a suggested match is scientifically credible.
AI can produce confident-looking results even when the underlying evidence is weak, so investigators must distinguish between useful leads and verified conclusions.
Ethical and legal concerns are also important.
Human remains are connected to families, legal cases, and sensitive medical information, so data must be stored securely and access restricted to authorized professionals.
Bias is a major risk, too. If training data does not adequately represent different populations, an algorithm may perform less accurately for some groups.
Developers and forensic institutions should test systems across diverse datasets and publish clear information about performance, error rates, and limitations.
Explainability is also necessary, because families and courts may ask why a particular match was suggested.
A system that cannot provide meaningful insight into its reasoning should not be treated as a standalone authority in identity cases.
The future of forensic anthropology will likely involve combining AI with advanced imaging, high-resolution CT scans, 3D printing, DNA analysis, dental databases, and geospatial information.
Future systems may help reconstruct damaged remains, connect separate cases, and surface overlooked evidence in long-running investigations.
The most effective approach will be collaborative. AI can process large datasets quickly and identify patterns at scale, while forensic experts provide context, judgment, and accountability.
The key takeaway is that AI-augmented forensic anthropology is not about replacing human investigators.
It is about giving them better tools to recover identities, support families, and advance difficult investigations.
Used carefully, transparently, and alongside established scientific methods, AI can make the identification of unknown remains faster, more systematic, and more hopeful.